Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Tom Beaudet and Paula Poundstone each has 3 correct answers. Roxanne Roberts has 2.
All right, then. Roxanne, you are indubitably in third place, so we'll begin with you. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, blank was sworn in for a second term as president of Iran.
Ahmadinejad.
Right, Mahmoud. A government report showed that the number of workers filing for blank benefits dropped more sharply than expected.
Unemployment.
Right, this week it was announced that hundreds of branches of the blank may be shut down.
Post office.
Right, in honor of their shared birthday, blank brought cupcakes to Helen Thomas in the press room.
President Obama.
Right. A 6-month-old baby was kicked out of a Burger King in St. Louis for violating the restaurant's blank policy.
No shoes.
Right, exactly. An attack by hackers shut down the popular networking site blank on Thursday.
Twitter.
Right. The British village of Leadenham lost power temporarily after a blank hit the power cables.
Drunk guy in one of those lawn chairs with balloons all over it.
So close. It involved balloons, but the balloons were attached to a thong.
Oh, that way. Somebody was wearing the thong?
No.
Oh, so
somebody
close.
Attached black thong underpants to
wedgie.
A helium balloon.
That is.
But the helium balloon carrying the thong got caught in power cables. The thong short-circuited the entire town. No one claimed the wayward underwear, but a spokesman for a local polo club said, quote, it may never be proven exactly where this came from, but it could have been our party. We think it may have been a joke, unquote. Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had 6 correct answers, Peter, for 12 more points. She now has 14 points and has the lead.
Well done, Roxanne. We flipped a coin. Paula has elected to go third. Fill in the blank. 3 American hikers were charged with illegal entry after they accidentally crossed the border into blank.
Iran.
Right. According to a Quinnipiac University poll, the approval rating for blank dropped to 50%.
Barack Obama.
Right. According to reports this week, 2 Russian nuclear-powered blanks were spotted off the east coast of the United States.
Submarines.
Right. Tens of thousands of people gathered at Manila Cathedral to pay their respects to former Philippine President blank.
Corazon Aquino.
Right. While in Africa, Hillary Clinton said that she would faithfully bring a message to her daughter from an African man who offered blank.
Marriage.
Yes, 40 goats and 20 cows for her hand in marriage. Best known for teen comedies like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and The Breakfast Club, blank died this week at age 59.
Son of a gun. Blank.
John Hughes. After
that
falling
guy.
From the stage during a performance in South Dakota, Aerosmith lead singer blank was taken to the hospital
Tyler.
With head and neck injuries.
Steve Tyler.
A Pilates and yoga instructor in Kamloops City, British Columbia, has been warned twice by a local recreational complex about his blank.
His body odor.
No, his 2 short shorts.
Oh, God.
48-year-old Mode Abdullah bought these 6 to 8 pairs of booty shorts at a Montreal Walmart in 1997. He's not about to just toss them out. They're perfectly good. Officials at the Tournament Capital Center say that Abdullah's shorts are too revealing, but Abdullah says he's gotten moral support from his wife and his colleagues. Quote, I'm not going to change my style, not when I'm half a century old. I'm just going to keep wearing what I wear. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done. Mm. All right, then. How many does Paula need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, Paula. Here we go. This is for the game, fill in the blank. On Thursday afternoon, the Senate confirmed blank's nomination to the Supreme Court.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Right. Well, right. Yes, very good. Caught with $90,000 in his freezer, former Congressman blank was convicted on corruption charges.
I can't remember.
William Jefferson.
Yeah.
Dozens of passengers were injured on Monday because of blank during their continental flight.
Turbulence.
Right. Janet Napolitano warned that the blank will most likely flare up again in the fall.
The blank will fall up. Foliage.
Swine flu. Swine flu. A New Zealand journalist is organizing an expedition to the Gobi Desert in the hopes of tracking down the elusive blank.
Bigfoot.
Acid-spitting Mongolian death worm. After 34 years in prison for attempting to shoot President Gerald Ford, blank is scheduled to be released next week.
Squeaky Fromm.
Right. The 1996, 97, 98, and 99 model Ford Explorers were the top 4 cars traded in as part of the blank program.
The clunker.
Right, cash for clunkers. Tensions escalated between India and Scotland this week over blank.
That man's short shorts.
No, over who can claim to have invented chicken tikka masala.
Oh!
Scottish MPs claim the dish was invented in a Glasgow restaurant in the 1970s. They're seeking official recognition from the EU. Indian chefs say the dish has been served in Delhi for generations, and Scottish claims are preposterous. The Scottish MPs are pushing ahead with their claim, though, saying even if they lose the tikka masala battle, they're sure to get recognition for that other important innovation of Scottish native cuisine, sushi. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, she needed at least 6 to tie, Peter, but Paula had just 4 correct answers.
Oh,
so
no.
With 15 points, Tom Baudet.
Well done.
Champion.
It was the acid-spitting worms that got you, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, and it's funny, because I was booked to go on that trip to hunt for the acid-spitting worms. So I should have remembered it.